0010.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
You know, as this Gulf oil spill played out over month after month after month, the rest of the nation learned that down where I live, down on the Gulf Coast, that oil is a way of life. It is part of the basic foundation of the economy. We seemed like we can't live without it. In this oil moratorium going on right now, the big debate is that we're pleading, we've got to have the oil restored, the ability to drill restored. There's no alternative. This drives the nation. The nation is at the mercy of big oil. Therefore, you got to start drilling again. Well, someone thinks otherwise. A lot of folks think otherwise. Lewis Reynolds is my guest right now. He's the author of a very popular new book that's creating a lot of interest around the country called America the Prisoner, The Implications of Foreign Oil Addiction and a Realistic Plan to End It. We're talking today in Charlotte, North Carolina. Lewis, good to talk to you today. Glad you joined us.
Thank you for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, how do you respond? I was watching some news reports over the last couple of days with this Katrina five-year anniversary going on, and I saw several U.S. senators and some mayors of some of the cities says, well, guys, we've got to lift this moratorium because we can't survive without oil. It is basic to our existence. It's going to be for a long, long time to come. What's your reaction when you hear that kind of constant comment that we have to have oil continuing, it's the basis of our way of life, and we're really not going to change? What you think of when you hear that kind of thing?
Well, I think energy is something that we have to have, but oil is not necessarily the only way we can get our energy. And in fact, there are a lot of other better ways that can be more economical for us to get energy in this country. The fixation with oil is very much misdirected. Oil has caused so many problems for our country over the years. And the Gulf oil spill is just the tip of the iceberg with the problems it caused. There are so many problems associated with importing most of our energy supply from overseas. We get about 65% of our transportation fuel from overseas sources, places like Venezuela, Russia, the Middle East. That's where your hard-earned dollars are going today, but it doesn't have to be that way. There are alternatives that we can replace oil with using domestic resources that we have in this country. We can create jobs. We can improve the economy, and there's no better stimulus plan for this country than energy independence.
Well, you know, I read Thomas Friedman in the New York Times here, I think last month, saying that this is the first war in the history of the world, one side, the United States, is funding both sides of the war. In other words, we got to pay for our troops to go fight the war, yet our oil money is going into countries like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. It's drifting into these other areas that we're fighting in terms of the Taliban activity. So we're, in effect, funding the war against ourselves. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It absolutely is crazy, and he's absolutely right. We spend about $600 billion a year on foreign oil. That money goes to places like Russia. That money goes to places like Venezuela, where Hugo Chavez and Putin and leaders in the Middle East are using it to buy arms, to fund terrorism. But more importantly, perhaps, 44 cents of every dollar we spend on foreign oil, they're using to acquire assets in the United States. We're giving our country away because every dollar you spend on foreign oil, they're turning around and using it to buy your stocks, your real estate, other assets in the United States. The list goes on and on.
Well, it's a huge, huge problem. Now, on the other hand, we've heard about alternatives for years. And you know, there is a profit motive on the part of a lot of innovative American businesses that you would think if there are some alternatives that make sense, whether it be electric, whether it be wind power, solar power, all types of alternatives, that we'd be embracing those alternatives. What has been the reluctance or the slow pace of American ingenuity embracing alternative energy sources outside of oil, do you think?
Well, the answer is kind of complicated. On the first part, the reason that alternatives have not been embraced on a widespread basis more than they have is because the price of oil is highly volatile. And in times when prices are high or you have a particular crisis like the crisis in the Gulf, alternatives seem like they're a good choice. But in times when prices drop, we're actually in a low price environment relative to what we've seen over the last 10 years right now. Alternatives are less compelling from a financial standpoint. Now, having said that, the dynamics in the supply and demand equation in the world petroleum market is changing very rapidly. In the United States, our petroleum demand is relatively stable. But if you look at places like China, look at places like India, Brazil, a lot of developing countries that are very large and have large populations, the growth in petroleum demand is much, much higher than it is in the United States. Now, on the flip side of that, supply has been not growing like it has over the past century, basically. Over the last century up until 2004, you can almost trace an upward demand or upward increase in petroleum production worldwide. But as of 2004, it's been basically flat. Petroleum production on a worldwide basis is no longer growing. So were it not for the recession that we're in, placing some downward pressure on demand, we would be seeing much higher prices than we are now. And as soon as the economy starts to recover on a worldwide basis, which it may not be tomorrow, but it's going to happen. That's the business cycle is a fact of life. Then you're going to see petroleum prices jump up significantly above levels that we've ever seen before in this country. And the reason for that is in our own consumption is the fact that China and places like that are producing so many more goods that require trucking and shipping, as well as the Chinese population is growing in wealth, and therefore they want cars like we have. They want to be able to take vacations and whatnot. And that all consumes much more petroleum, particularly when you factor in that they've got 1.5 billion people compared to our 300 million here. But what you're seeing is the potential for a major price spike just by the natural laws of supply and demand, not even associated with things like supply constraints in the Middle East, which are also always a possibility.
I paid $2.52 a gallon for regular gasoline when I filled up my Yukon here yesterday. I wonder what price it's going to take for Americans to say enough is enough. We've got to look in a different direction.
Well, hopefully America, by and large, can focus their attention on this issue, because I assure you I've done the research and there's nothing that's causing more problems for our country than foreign oil. One of the things that most people don't realize is that so many different aspects of the economy are connected. By spending all the money we do on foreign oil, it's concentrating cash flows into sectors that are creating problems for us. And one of the things that that's manifest in is the housing crisis. The housing crisis is actually closely related to our dependence on foreign oil. You can trace the money that you spent on foreign oil through the hands of foreign interests right back into the securities of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the U.S. Treasury. It's caused interest rates to be lower than they otherwise should have, caused credit to be more widely available than it otherwise would have been, and the problems are quite serious.
I want to follow up on that. I've got to take a little pause right now. I want to tell our listeners who are listening to Lewis Reynolds. He's the author of a really interesting new book called America the Prisoner, The Implications of Foreign Oil Addiction and a Realistic Plan to End It. I want to hear about that plan when we come back. We'll join Lewis Reynolds when we come back. This is Jim Brown, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Take a look. Sign up for our newsletters. We're going to come back and talk to Lewis Reynolds some more. Get yourself a cup of coffee, and I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With the turbulent state of the housing market today, we're all looking for an affordable home that is built to last. That's what we offer you at Housing International Gulf Coast. Our steel-framed homes and buildings are not only affordable, but they are built to pass strict building codes because we use steel-framing construction and materials. All of our homes and buildings are built in the Gulf Coast and are assembled on site at our plant in Reserve, Louisiana, so you can expect the utmost in durability and time savings to erect. We manufacture everything using steel frames for residential and light commercial buildings, including Gulf Coast cottages and modular homes. Housing International Gulf Coast is working hard to put people in the Gulf Coast back to work and to give them the training they need to rebuild our community. Visit Housing International Gulf Coast on the web to see what they have to offer at housingintl.com or call one of our sales managers to give you a quote on your plans. You can call today at 985-479-4685. Again, that number is 985-479-4685. Give us a call today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Cost me $2.41 to fill up my gas tank here yesterday, but that price is going to go up. We've got a finite source right here we're dealing with, not infinite. I'm talking to Lewis Reynolds. He's the author of America the Prisoner, The Implications of Foreign Oil Addiction and a Realistic Plan to End It. And, Lewis, I want to get into that now. We talked about the problem. We know the problem. We've got a finite source. We're going to run out of it. The price is going to go up. What do we do? What are some of the ways that make sense in here in the year we're in now to try to end this problem and move in a different direction?
Well, Jim, what if I told you that you could manufacture fuel using domestic resources that we have right now for $1.25 a gallon compared to that $2.41 that you just paid to fill up your Yukon? That's an exciting prospect, and there are some very influential people already investing in this technology. What I'm talking about is nothing new. The Germans pioneered this technology. They used it to produce half of their fuel during World War II. South Africa used this technology to manufacture fuel while they were isolated because of their apartheid policies. They continue to use it to this day and produce about half of their fuel right now using this technology. And basically what this technology does, it can process any hydrocarbon, whether that be coal, it can be biomass, it can be natural gas, it can be petroleum sludge, or basically anything else you can think of that contains carbon and hydrogen. It breaks down the source material into very simple molecular components and then reassembles it into the desired product.
Well, now, what's the hydrocarbon?
What
are the hydrocarbons, though? What are we talking about? We're not talking about oil. What are we breaking down?
Well, coal is what's currently being used in South Africa and what's been used in the past. But the technology works just as well, if not better, on biomass. And biomass can be anything like crop residues. You know, let's take corn, for example. We grow a lot of corn in this country, but we only use the ear of the corn. You still have the stalk. And that's true for a lot of other agricultural crops as well. And those stalks, waste from the paper industry, when you're in doing logging and timber activities, you don't use all of the tree. There's a lot of stuff left over. And when you add up all of those things, it equals about 300 million tons a year of biomass. And that's without doing anything to increase that. There's also energy crops. In the southern U.S. particularly, energy crops could be a huge economic boom. There are some crops out there that yield about 12 times the volume per acre that corn yields. And all of that can be translated directly into fuel using this processing technology.
What are some of those crops?
Doing that.
What are some of those
crops? Well, the switchgrass is one that most people have heard about because it made it into the State of the Union speech. I think it was 2006, George Bush's. But one of the crops that I describe particularly in my book is called Arundo. It's a reed type of plant that produces massive quantities per acre. The biggest challenge for biomass historically has been the ability to get huge yields per acre because land is very expensive. You need a very efficient plant that can take or produce massive quantities of biomass on a very limited amount of land if you're going to be able to compete with oil and be able to produce enough fuel to make a dent into foreign oil dependence. Because take corn ethanol, for example, which is what we basically make in this country as an alternative fuel now. You would have to plant nearly 40% of the land area in the U.S. in corn to displace the 65% of fuel we currently get from foreign oil. And that's just not realistic because you would have to cut down forests. And even if you did that, the climate in most of the U.S. is not suitable for corn production.
Well, what about so? In other words, you're telling me that if you took Arundo, you switchgrass, all of these growth products that we maybe heard of, never really seen, you can do enough concentrated growth with all those products, and you can process it, you can cut it down, you can put it into various forms, and get it into a distribution station, whether it's a gas station, whatever you call it. You do that for $1.23 a gallon?
$1.25. Or actually maybe $1.23, but
yeah.
I typically say $1.25. But yes, you're absolutely right. If you devote between 60 and 70 million acres, which is about the amount of land that we currently devote to wheat production, less than the amount of land that we currently devote to either corn or soybean production in this country, then you can produce enough biomass to displace 100% of foreign oil. You can distribute that fuel through the existing infrastructure so that it's seamless to consumers, and you can do it all for the investment amount of about $900 billion, which is less than we've spent on the bank bailout and the stimulus package.
Well, what does it do to the landowner? Lewis, how about the landowner? If I own land, is it worth my while to put my crop into something like switchgrass or Arando or something like that? Can I make enough of a return as compared to other crops to make it worth my while as a private landowner?
Well, absolutely you can. If you can, the $1.25 is the break-even cost, but as you can, you know, from recently filling up your vehicle, the price difference between $1.25 and $2.41 is a pretty wide margin. And when you back that down into the amount of profit that's available for an individual landowner or an investor in one of the processing plants, it's a lot of money. It's probably the most profitable plant you can grow, although to grow it right now would be kind of a bit ahead of the game because there aren't the plant infrastructure to process the crops don't exist yet. But I will tell you that in Georgia, a plant is almost complete that will do this. Investors such as the founder of Sun Microsystems, his name's Vinod Khosla, are putting huge sums of money into this. Bill Gates is investing in this technology, and the smart money is already heading this direction. So that's one of the reasons I wrote my book. My book is, aside from explaining all the consequences of foreign oil addiction, it's really a business plan of how America can profit from being energy independent. It explains exactly how we can get there. And it's not only the country that can profit, it's individuals that can profit. So if you're a landowner or you are an engineer has some familiarity with this, you should pick up a copy of my book because it'll tell you exactly how you can profit and exactly how much money you can make.
And you can pick up a copy of that book at any bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's called America the Prisoner, The Implications of Foreign Oil Addiction and a Realistic Plan to End It. I read it last week. I was fascinated by it. Lewis, listen, thanks for spending some time with us today. We're going to watch how this goes. A few more months, want to call you back and have a chance to visit you some more. That be okay?
That sounds great, Jim. Thanks for having me on your show. Okay. I'd love to come back.
Have a good day. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Lewis Reynolds, interesting book. The whole implication. How about $1.25 to fill up my old Yukon? Got 180,000 miles in that Yukon. I'd love to fill it up for $1.25 a gallon. I hope Lewis's book stirs up some interest, and we'll sure hope so. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Genesis Communications Network. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Go sign up for my newsletters. We've still got a lively show ahead of us, so get yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back. We'll visit some more this morning.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I have a day today here on the Jim Brown program. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for newsletters, and I'll send you out a little weekly notice about who's on the show. And you'll have some fun on my site, too. I put a lot of interesting things up there, some good Louisiana music. We put up a commentary about what's happening throughout the country today. I got a lot of listeners, by the way, over in Mississippi. In fact, I want to welcome to our show WHSY, that's 9:50 a.m. in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That's a new station joining our network. Very glad to have them. Charlie Holtz, the grand old man of Hattiesburg. I say old. Charlie's not that old. Charlie's a young man. He's a young 89 up there, but he's our guy up in Hattiesburg. We're going to be on in Macomb, Mississippi here next week. So we're growing by leaps and bounds, and I want to welcome them on the show. I mentioned that about Mississippi. We've also got listeners up in Jackson, Mississippi, WPBQ. That's 1240 a.m. up in Jackson. And I was over in the Gulf Coast last week with Jay Leno, a large fundraiser for the Gulf recovery effort after the oil spill. And it was a wonderful presentation. I was glad to be a part of it all. You can go to our website and see some photographs of the presentation of a check that I made for about $95,000. We were hoping to raise $100,000. I think we raised $92,000. And Jay Leno in his performance said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to contribute $10,000 to the cause. So quite a guy. I tell you, I really enjoyed Leno. Funny, and just kept the crowd in hysterics. I watched his monologue on television, but he was much better in person, I can tell you. And so, again, welcome all you Mississippi stations. Michael King, you there with me today? We got the King with us there, Don?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we got Michael King, who's part of the whole King Network. He is the producer of my show, and he's also got one of the largest listened home improvement shows in America on Home Talk USA. And, Michael, good to talk to you today. Glad you joined us. Now, look, here's what we got to do. We're getting into the fall time when people are kind of thinking about kind of fixing up their homes. And so give me a hot tip now. We're not a home improvement show, but I want a hot tip. I got an older home. My home's about 30 years old. I just put a new roof on. I got some fine-tuning. Give me some hot product that all of my listeners all over America might be interested in. Michael, what's your tip of the day for us?
Well, I'll tell you what, the number one concern right now, and you've covered that topic, is oil. energy. I did a poll back in November, and almost 98% basically said rising home energy costs. And I did a poll this week. Have you ever had your home weatherized? Only 14% said yes. So my bottom line is this. Attic ventilation, polyurethane spray foam insulation. I think if we can attack the roof, ventilate the roof, put polyurethane spray foam insulation, solar ventilation inside the attic, plus with additional roof ridge ventilation, cap ventilation, you can probably decrease the temperature in that attic probably 100 degrees. You're probably 25% on your home energy bill.
Hear that, folks? 25%? Unbelievable, just by the proper insulation. And as you say, you can spray it in now. There's so many creative ways to put that insulation in. And can't you do it in the stud openings between the walls as you?
Yeah, you can do the wall cavities. But right now we're talking about, as you know, heat rises up, and we're talking about lowering the temperature in your attic. Just by lowering the temperature in your attic, then your AC unit's going to cut off a lot more, burning less energy. And plus, you're talking about, a drier home is a healthy home. And the whole goal is to make your home dry. When your home is dry, then what happens is you don't get the moisture, you don't get the mildew, you don't get the termites, you don't get the structural decay. So that's the bottom line, Jim, to be honest with you.
That's interesting. Michael King here is with me. He's Home Talk USA. Michael, let me ask you this. We were talking about Katrina that first hour, and I want to share some more thoughts here in my final segment of the show. But you were hit hard.
You're bringing back nightmares.
Yeah, well, 5 years ago this week, we've got the president who's come to New Orleans, and there's so many commemorative programs on, but I'm sure I got some nightmares. You got flooded out like so many other people did, didn't you, Michael?
Yeah, it was so funny. My story's been documented. I was actually live on the air Saturday evening on WWL, my old affiliate down there, when the state of emergency was actually called and martial law was placed in the city of New Orleans. The National Guard actually came up to the fifth floor where I was broadcasting and read the decree to me and said, "Put down, get off the air, and evacuate." I actually was thrown off the air. I had to actually leave when I was doing a live broadcast, and I had to evacuate. But the problem was, you remember we had that contra flow. Well, here's what happened. I could not get to my house because the contra flow out of New Orleans was going through Baton Rouge. And as you know, I live on Slidell. I cannot get home.
So where'd
I actually end up? In Monroe, Louisiana, and I didn't see my family till 3 days later. And when I got back 6 months later, I had 21 foot of water in my building. And as you know, Jim, I lost everything. I lost the studio. I lost everything. I never left the air. I actually did my shows, because I took my broadcasting equipment out of Motel 6s. Yep.
Good guys. Well, they're listening to you and me both live on up in Monroe, KBYO 92.7 up there. Listen to us up there. Michael, glad to have you there for a while. So, well, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Now, real quick, give me the website for your hardware store. If some people want to get some more information about this insulation and some of the other products that you talk about so much on Home Talk USA, what's the website?
TheHandyCity.com. And for my great northern affiliates, it's the HandyCity.com. They actually correct me. If I say the, then they correct me and say the. But it's TheHandyCity.com. And also you can check out my website. We have on demand at HometalkUSA.com. And, Jim, finally, you mentioned old Charlie Holt. Boy, did we have a great time yesterday meeting that gentleman. Did he have some stories? We got to get him on the show.
We really need to
tell him some of his stories.
Charlie Holt is a real giant in the state of Mississippi for all you listeners there. We've got he owns the Hattiesburg Station, and we had a wonderful lunch up there with Charlie. And he has been the confidant of probably the last 15 governors. I like to say how old he is. He's been around for a while. Got me by a couple of years. But Charlie's a grand fellow with wonderful stories, and we're sure proud
five
to be.
Five presidents.
That's
five
right.
Five presidents.
Five presidents he's met, had a great relationship with, and that's WHSY, 9:50 a.m. up in Hattiesburg. We're sure glad to be part of Charlie's network up that way. We're going to be on in Macomb, Mississippi, starting next week, which is another station that Charlie Holt has. But
yeah, WHNY, 12:50 a.m. in Macomb. Charlie's station got hit with Katrina. Again, he's been trying to get it up and running, and I understand he's going to be up and running next week.
Well, that's super, and we're glad to be a part of that whole thing. Michael, have a good week. As always, glad you joined me today, okay?
All right, my friend. See you next week. Y'all finally located me.
Okay. Michael King, he's a producer of a lot of these shows that we put together, and he's over in Slidell, Louisiana. Don Simon is my board producer. He's up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm here in the New Orleans Baton Rouge area, so you've got to spread out all over as we build a very successful, and we're very pleased at the rate of growth of the Jim Brown Common Sense Program. Again, my website is www.jimbrownusa.com. I want to tell a little bit about, I was talking about my story, just to tell you, with this Katrina Memorial going on, the president coming to the greater New Orleans area, services and special commemorative programs along the entire Gulf Coast, Mississippi, Alabama, into Florida. But I'll tell you a very poignant story before we take a break. I'm a big boxing fan. I go to the boxing matches a lot, and so my brother-in-law, who's the sheriff of Plaquemine Parish, came down to join me at a boxing match. We were there, and he brought a deputy from the city of New Orleans with him. A bright young deputy right there. We don't have enough time now. I want to come back and tell you the story, but very moving, gripping story. One of my personal remembrances about Katrina 5 years ago. Well, I'll tell you what, I hope none of you have to go through the nightmare of staying up all night wondering if your house is going to blow away. Then you think the worst is over, and here comes the flood. Very tough time. Hey, Jim Brown right here, jimbrownusa.com. We'll take a little pause right now. Come on back and tell you a few more stories as we finish the final segment of our show today. Hang with me.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
An important announcement from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The purpose of the board is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation, which is covered under Louisiana Revised Statute 37-2150-2192. The Louisiana Legislature passed Act 725 in the 2008 legislative session, which affects electrical and mechanical contractors. Act 725 requires licensure for electrical and mechanical contractors when the cost of a project exceeds $10,000. This act went into effect January 1st, 2009. Grandfathering will apply for those who meet certain requirements. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For questions, call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
It was 5 years ago this week when Katrina brought its wrath on the Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida Gulf Coast. Lots of commemorations going on up and down the coast. And I think one of the big think lessons we learned is that there just was no preparation. Government was not prepared. We found that true with the oil spill. The government pretty much hangs in there on the day-to-day stuff. That's the easy part of governing, by the way. I was the insurance commissioner, the secretary of state down in Louisiana. There was no big deal coming in the morning, being sure everybody's doing their work and getting the paper flow out and getting the forms filled out and giving the basic services. That was the easy part. Where it got tough, where it got very difficult, is when you had a crisis, when you had a hurricane, when you had a storm, when you had an emergency. How well were you prepared to respond to that emergency? And we found time and time again that on the federal level and the state level, government was not very prepared. I was telling the story before our last break about the fact that I'm a big boxing fan. I was at a boxing match in Baton Rouge. My brother-in-law, who's the sheriff of what is called Plaquemine Parish, it's like your counties if you live in most of the other part of the country, the deepest of the parishes here in Louisiana called Plaquemine. He said, I'm going to drive up and see a boxing match with you. He said, come on, Sheriff, come on up. He brought the public information officer for the New Orleans Police Department. Nice young fellow, about 28 years old, sat right next to me. We had a pleasant visit. 3 weeks later, Katrina happens. He's in the office working all night long as desperate calls come in. These are people who are saying, look, I'm desperate. I'm up in my attic. The water is up to my waist. I got my little baby in my hand, and I can't get out. I can't get out of the other attic. Please come save me. And, folks, I can tell you there was not one. There were hundreds of calls like that, and just not much you could do. You just couldn't handle it. So he's under these tremendous, terrible circumstances where he cannot save life after life. But he's worried about his wife. His wife is home. The water is flooding their home. He knows that. He tells his boss in charge, look, I just got to leave to go check on my wife to be sure she's okay. And his boss said, look, we're under siege here. You can't leave me. You got to stay here all night long. We got to man the phones. We've got to help these people. So he reluctantly stays all night long, asks a couple of times, can he leave? She said, wait till daybreak. You can leave at daybreak. So at daybreak, he finally leaves, finds a boat, gets to his home. His wife has not survived. She drowned in the flood. Well, he was desperate. This is the young man I'm sitting next to at a fight 3 weeks before a boxing match. He is so despondent, he comes back to work. Next day, goes up on the levee, takes his police-issued revolver, and commits suicide. Well, that's a terrible story to tell you, but I'm just trying to put in perspective how some of these things can get so out of control, so out of hand. Another story that does not involve the loss of life, but my brother-in-law called me, who's the sheriff, and said, Jim, we're desperate. We've not had a change of clothes in 5 days, going on 6 days. No underwear, nothing. could you help us find anything? So I went about an hour north where I found a Walmart, went in there and cleaned out as much as I could. Most of the stuff was gone, but I got every kind of underwear and jeans. I found a bunch of cut-off jeans, and it was just terribly hot down here, so I got probably 50 pair of jeans. Then he had, the sheriff had, I think, 20 women working for him. So I'm trying to size the panties and the bras, and I told the sales girl, come over here, tell me what size bra you wear. She thought I was nuts. What was I doing? Was I a pervert or something? I said, look, no, ma'am, I'm just trying to get some idea because I've got a number of women that have no underclothing or no clothing at all, and I'm trying to buy what I can. So she laughed and helped me as the sheriff gave me some idea of the size of the women that he had down there. And I got shorts and T-shirts, anything I could find, socks, some old tennis shoes, and I put them in a trailer and took them down to Plaquemine Parish. Now, I got there 6 days after the storm, 6 days after the storm. When I got there, the Canadian Mounted Police were on the ground helping out the people of Plaquemine Parish. 6 days after the storm, I kid you not, the military, no federal official had gotten down there yet. The Canadian Mounted Police made it to Plaquemine Parish before the U.S. Army, the Marines, FEMA, anybody. It just shows you how dysfunctional our response was then and has been in several other instances. And so it's terrible to see that we don't do those master plans, but that's how it is. In my home, I live in Baton Rouge, so everybody else in my neighborhood lost electricity. For some reason, the couple of houses where I happen to live, I live in back of a tennis facility, and I think they kind of upped the power there for some reason, and I fed off that line, so my electricity did not go out. And so all the neighbors would come over. We'd fix all the food we could. My wife happened to have a restaurant, and the chef of the restaurant came over, and we made big just bundles of gumbo and everything you could think of to feed all the neighborhood. They'd all come on over, and then it came time to sleep. Well, the temperature is 100% humidity, 96, 97 degrees, maybe 100 degrees, just like it is down here now. It is through the whole country right now. And so people just couldn't sleep in those conditions. A lot of people down here, because you have air conditioning, don't have windows that open. Since we had electricity, we told everybody, come on in. I think at one time I quit counting at about 40 people that were spending the night in my home, on the floor, on the couch, sleeping in chairs. One night I'd come home after going down to New Orleans, got back about 1 o'clock in the morning. I opened up my closet door, and laying asleep on the floor were two little girls. I didn't know who they were. I had no idea who they were. They apparently were relatives of one of the neighbors or someone who'd come in just to find a cool place to sleep. They'd pulled down a couple of my suits and made a pallet in the floor and were sleeping on the suits, which I didn't really mind. I'm glad to have something to offer. But they weren't covered up, so I pulled off a couple of other suit coats and made that a cover and covered each of them up. Then the next morning, I think in all the huffalo, they were gone. I to this day don't know who spent the night on my floor closet, but these two little girls of 10, 11, 12 years old all spent the night there. And then we fed folks for day after day, and then we'd make trips down to New Orleans, get into boats. We had the Cajun Navy that were brought loose. All these South Louisiana folks who have all these boats, everybody in South Louisiana has a bass boat. They all came in droves. Now, the federal government said, well, we want to give you 2 days of sensitivity training and safety training before we let you go save all those people. And this is what they were telling volunteers. They had big sensitivity training courses in Atlanta, Georgia, for the federal people to come in and help out. Those members of the Cajun Navy, many of my relatives said, the heck with that. They got their bass boats. They found some back ways to go into the marsh, went around all the National Guard was trying to stop them from going in the river. They said, you know, you can go take a jump. We're not going to put up with that at all. And they immediately went in their bass boats up and down the streets of New Orleans and all the surrounding areas, saving people, getting them off their roofs, trying to save people. So, and I can tell you story after story about how the ice trucks set up in Maine for weeks because they couldn't get the order to bring the ice into New Orleans, and the trailers that sat on the ground in Arkansas for several months before they got down to help the folks. The federal response was just atrocious. It was just atrocious. Wasn't a heck of a lot better with the Gulf oil spill. Again, you got to plan for the emergency. You and I do that in our lives. We all have the what-if scenario. We know that if our house catches on fire, we've got to get our valuables and get out of there. We know that in the case of an emergency, where the hospital is, where we go, we have to think about things like that. But apparently when you get into government, they just kind of say, we don't care about, you know, we just worried about tomorrow. We don't care if there's something later on down the line that doesn't affect us now. We'll worry about that when it comes up. Well, you got to worry about that kind of stuff now. You see, you got to start planning now if you want to be sure that those things don't affect you. We've got, in the city of New Orleans, 60,000 people, maybe more than that, that don't have automobiles. So if there's going to be an evacuation ordered, how do you get those folks out? There are train lines in there. I understand that that the Kansas City Southern and other railroad cars back during Katrina volunteered to pull in freight cars to load people up, and the city of New Orleans said, no, we don't want to take that responsibility on. Well, now at least I think those kinds of things have been thought through. It just shows you the whole breakdown. And, again, the terrible photograph, I've got it on my website, a terrible photograph of the buses, 200-300 buses sitting there with the water coming up their wheels, who could have evacuated thousands of people, saved hundreds of lives, but sat there because they couldn't get any bus drivers to come on in. Where was the National Guard? Oh, we can go on and on. Anyway, let's commemorate it. Let's learn from it, folks. Let's all learn a good lesson from these terrible things that have happened in the past. We commemorate all those who were such survivors from Florida all the way to Texas, and we hope we're not talking about any Gulf catastrophes in the future. Hey, this is Jim Brown. Glad you joined me this 2 hours. I'll be on next week at the same time. By the way, go to my website. You can sign up for our newsletters and full information about my show. The address is www.jimbrownusa.com. That's www.jimbrownusa.com. You folks have a great week. I'll be geared up to talk to you next week right here on Genesis Communication Network, the Jim Brown Common Sense Program.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.